Well, as teenagers, what did we do after school? Well, to be quite honest with you, I didn't have much time after school. I spent 2 or 3 hours in the evening after tea doing my homework, and we were given loads upon loads of homework. Some of the teachers were obsessed with it, especially our Latin master. I've detested Latin ever since 1951, and I do not know how on earth I got an O level in Latin, but I'll tell you one thing, I've forgotten every bit of it after all these years. But when I had spare free time, I went to the cinema. I tried to go to the cinema at least twice a week, that is if the films were U, that is a U, which meant that children could go unaccompanied by an adult. Then there were A films where you had to go with an adult, and of course X films you had to wait till you were 16 plus before you went to them. I was able to go to A films, not with my parents because they weren't too happy about going to the cinema, but our next door neighbour, Mrs. Wilson. I went with her and her son Robin, because Robin's brother, Mrs. Wilson's elder son, was the operator, the cinematographer, so the projectionist, thank you Ken, the projectionist in the cinema. And so she went for nothing to the cinema, and I just went along with her. And I tease my children now, saying I know every film made in Hollywood and Ealing in the 1950s and early 60s, and it's quite true. I'm obsessed with cinema. We had a very good youth club in Penmawr at that time, held on a Friday night in the old drill hall, and the leaders were Jack Hughes and Chapel of Mr. Boggy, that's right, Mr. Boggy. They were wonderful gentlemen, and they provided all kinds of interesting activities for us on that Friday night. They were two men who deserved awards, but of course they never had anything at all. At the age of 18, I went to college in Bangor for 2 years, and age of 20, I did my first teaching job outside Hyde in Cheshire. But the least said about that, the better.